Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast with Antonio Zimzardo, with best-selling author, multiple business owner, future billionaire, coach, speaker, trainer, mentor, dad, all the other hats he wears, publisher, recording artist, producer. Am I missing something?
Oh, like Lord, have mercy. Who knows?
Houston Baptist University alumni.
Yeah, that's
Gallatin
okay.
Native.
And a regular
Fall
introvert.
Fall High graduate. Yeah.
And a red wine drinker.
U.S. Army veteran.
Okay, all right.
Antonio T. Smith Jr.
Right.
How are you,
sir? Doing great. How are you, Tempest?
Yes. I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Okay, I guess we're just, she's only doing that because she knows how super private I am. She's only doing that.
Well, all this information is available.
It is. It is. Let's see. Well, maybe not the Army story. I guess it is. That's
it right. is. It is available.
Well, what does your hair look like then, since you have those curl things going on?
Today, my hair is in afro.
Okay. Sweet. 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 So you're a soul sister.
Oh, Lord. Yes. That's what you want to call it.
That's it. That's it. All right. Great. So you have a topic. I don't know about it just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's go for it.
So today, I don't know how to wordsmith it, but I would like to talk about working with new employees or coexisting with new, welcoming new employees, but not welcome like new member orientation, like welcoming them into the group or the culture or your world.
Right, coexisting.
Coexisting with new employees.
Okay. So, you got some questions for me? How are we going to do this one?
I think this may be maybe some questions, more than likely a dialogue.
Sure.
I have a couple of questions.
No, I want to hear what you got to say first.
So, for me, being transparent, it takes me a very long time to warm up to people.
Okay? Yeah, you suck. You suck in
and
that category.
It's not, I know it comes off rude, and I'm sure it is rude, but really, I have to get a feel for you because I just don't let people in my space. You know, like, I just don't like... By space, I mean just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to describe it.
Just a rude old lady with afro. That's all. Just, you know.
Well,
no, I'm just
whatever.
It takes
a long time for me to, you know, warm up to people and be, for me to coexist with them. So I come off as, and I've been accused of this my whole life. So it's hilarious when somebody says it kind of like in an insult kind of way because I don't take it as an insult. But I come off very standoffish because I just don't know you enough to just be friendly with you.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, Lord. Okay,
I'm being transparent.
All right. Let's see if we can work it out. Let's see if we can work it out. Yeah, she did a good job being transparent. And they're like, oh, my gosh, she's so nice. Why is she?
I know.
Okay.
I am nice, but I need to feel you out first. And I feel like people come in with a great representative, and I don't want your representative. Like, I need to know who you are.
Yeah, we got it. Really? Okay. Let's just stop. You're digging a whole
maybe
real
doing
deep.
Too
just,
much. Okay, well,
real
that's
deep.
Fine.
No, I'm not in a bad way. You're just making the, you're making my answers just put you in the face even more. So let's see if we can. I'm trying not to, I'm just trying to jab you. You're trying to give me the right hook. Shout out to Gary V. That's something he's jab, right hook. You wrote a book about that. But anywho, let's see. Okay. There's so much going on here. There's so much going on here that I can't even isolate. Okay, let's start in one place first. when coexisting, that's why I wanted to use the word coexisting, because people have a practiced niceness. You can welcome anybody that practice niceness, but that's not coexisting. So when coexisting with new employees, you have to, well, as far as when they enter the building as an employee, because this is not the first step. This is just your first step when they are hired, okay? This is not the first step, but I'm going to go backwards to the first step. The first step when they are hired, which I guess will be the second step, is you're going to have to separate your natural personality away from the employees things that they have not done yet. This is so important because it's not that you take a long time to warm up to people. You take a long time to see if people are going to be what you expect of them. And that's the truth. That's the total truth. And that's the truth, right? And anybody else can know, it's not that you don't take a long time to warm up. You think that they're fake, and you're giving them time to prove you wrong. That's exactly what that is.
But if you just want to come out and say it, yes.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Okay, so you have to separate that. Yes, you have to separate that thing that you do, how you feel people out, from the culture. You have to separate that from That's the second step. But there's an easy way to separate that. It's called the hiring process. This is the first step. This is why companies, you should hire like Harvard University accepts students. You should have 100 people apply and you hire 4%. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it is that serious in which you should do that. You're going to have to be able to separate yourself from what is your ego from the hiring process. So let's explain the hiring process real quick. Your hiring process should be so awesome that you weed out fake people. Yes. Like you weed out fake people, and that's important. That is super important to do that. Do we know how to weed out fake people? So do I need to walk through that? What you think?
Sure, yes. Walk through that.
Okay, so in weeding out fake people, first off, you need to weed out your fake self. This is number one.
Oh,
let me tell you why.
That's enough.
Well,
never mind.
Well, I get paid to do this, okay, So this is free for you, but people pay me to go across the world to do this. Okay, so yeah. Let's see. What we need to understand is when you're looking for an employee, when you're hiring for a position, I want you guys to start thinking about the person you're looking for this position. Yeah. Let's say you're hiring a salesman. So you think about what you have on your team and think about the person you're missing. You want a salesman who is this, or whoever you hire. You say, I want this person to be this, intellectual, such and such, etc. cetera, et cetera. Let's have this person be this. You build that person. You build that person to the level of what you want. And then you go higher. Let me tell you why you do that. Because now you can't be biased by male or female, cute or not, thick or small. You can't be biased by these things because you built the person you wanted by the type. We all have biases, okay? All of you. And when you build the person you're looking for, you simply reject who doesn't fit that profile. So it raises the standard of what you're hiring or who you're hiring, and it also kills your biasness. It kills that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because let's say you hire somebody for this and they come in 300 pounds. You immediately say, well, darling, they're not going to work out over here. I mean, you know, we need a healthier person. And that's not fair.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
That's right, guys. Audible is my most favorite book listening platform. There are some others out there, but I only listen to Audible. I personally have over 200 books in my library. Audible content includes unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more for leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, you name it, Audible has it. So go get it. audible.com/brickbybrick.
Because you didn't, you, right before they even interviewed, you put them in a hole.
Right.
Okay, so before you try to weed out the fake people, you need to weed out the fake you by hiring well, by building a profile of the person you want. Now, this is the fire company or something. You want a lean person. You can't have 300-pound people climbing up ladders. So, you got to build it to what you want. Now that you build it past your bias, past all that, now you take people through a very rigorous process. You ask tough questions. You be concerned with what they have accomplished, not what's on their resume. You be concerned about what they have accomplished, not the wonderful game they talk. You listen to loser talk because losing and winning has a pathology, and all pathologies have come out in language and behavior. You listen to people. There's a question that I love to ask. And I know Damon John, I believe, the CEO of FUBU, he asked a similar question. I understand at my level of awareness, at my level of success, that everything in your life is your fault. Everything. Everything in your life is from the harvest of the seeds that you planted. So I always ask people, when, after the age of, and I pick some young age, after the age of 14, when did you... Oh, at the age of 14, what has stopped you from being successful? And, of course, if you tell me anything but me, you can't get hired. Or I ask you, okay, then, Jonathan, so why aren't you rich? If you tell me anything but you, you can't get hired. Okay, so I'm weeding out loser talk. It's just, why? Because people who can't take responsibility for their own actions cannot be successful, and they also can't coexist in an arena with other successful-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
So you hire well. That means that when you come in, we all have flaws, but I hire someone that has a positive mentality and also a positive outlook on life. They also fit the profile that I built before I even brought them in. And before I even saw them, I built the profile. They fit this profile. They jumped up to this profile. And so by the time they come in after my level, then they walk into a good organization. Now, in Tony and Tempest's companies, I do most of the hiring because Tempest is busy. So the way it works in my company is I use Tempest as a duplication of me. I'm always 6 years down the road, and she is thankfully 6 months down the road from me. And I think all of you should have a business structure in that manner in which you can be in the future while you have someone focus on the daily task. 6 months and, you know, up to 6 hours or 6 seconds. You have someone like that. Tempest does that very well for me. So theoretically, I could have her do the hiring. But for me, and she has hired one or two. But for me, hiring is a future long-term thing. So I tend to do some hiring, et cetera. And then I talk it over with Tempest. Twice, though, I just brought some people in. She was like, oh. Why you didn't tell me? And I was like, ugh. Not because she's bad, because she's an introvert. And she's like, ugh, I have to adjust to new people being around me. You know, so be careful there. But hopefully that completely answers you, because I've given some really sound advice about hiring. And that's really, unless you come up with a different question, that is really the crutch of the problem of adjusting people to a new culture. You have to separate yourself from your ego and your biases, because that's the whole bias. In a way, you be fake. That's a bias. So you guys have to separate that when they are hired, and then for CEOs or for hiring managers like myself at the tippity top, you have to hire well so you don't bring in those kind of people. Did that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else we got?
So what if you're not, like, in management or ownership? What if you're just, you know, you're just an employee and you've been doing this job for this long and, you know, they bring in somebody and now you have to, you know, like, give up part of what you've already been doing to somebody else in training? Like, how do you
deal with it? There it is. That's what it is right there. That's the actual problem. So now the bias isn't towards that person. The bias is to your fear of being replaced. It was there. It was loud and clear. Not, and I know you struggled with that, but that was, I watched you put, I listened to you put yourself in their shoes. And that's the thing. That comes from when you guys get a new hire, you say, oh my God, they're going to take my position. Or I'm going to have to adjust. Or I'm going to have to change, right? Is any of that fair?
Mm-hmm.
I have to prove myself a little more. And that's the deal. You should be adjusting. You should be changing. You should be proving yourself, because and everybody listen to this, any organization, unless you be that comfortable, is a dying or dead organization. Successful organizations are always requiring change of its employees. It is super fun and hard to be in a successful organization. It's like being on the winning basketball team in the NBA. You're going to work your tail off to work that to win that NBA championship. You're going to literally have sore muscles. You're going to literally travel over 82 times a year. But the locker room's going to be fun because you're winning. And so with that respect and through that lens, you can't be comfortable. A losing locker room is a very comfortable locker room. We already know who to blame, and we're so used to losing, we're not even going to talk about it. Let's go to the club. We lost. Let's go drink this off. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So as new employees come in, your ability to want to stay the same is the problem. Maybe you are the problem and not the new employee. So here's how you fix that. Now, unless you're doing something to be replaced, don't worry about being replaced. Add value and you will always be irreplaceable. Nobody gets that. Add value. Everybody listen, add so much value to the employees and to your employer, and you would never be replaced. No one replaces anything that adds value to it. No one. That is a fact that will never change. If something in your life is adding considerable value, that thing is your favorite thing. You know this. All of you have hundreds of clothes in your closet. You wear like the same five all the time, unless you have to go outside. Because those clothes add value. That favorite pair of sandals, it adds value. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else we got?
That was really my only, you kind of answered everything that I was in need of.
That's because I'm psychic. No, I'm not.
Well, you're telling on yourself, not me.
I am pretty good at what I do because, you know, I got like a million hours of practice into it, so that does help. That's it. I don't even have final thoughts on this. So, Tempest, you give final thoughts since you received the information. Since you threw me some alley-oops so I can do some slam dunks because you knew I was, and because you needed a help or two in this category, you give the final thoughts.
I would say just be willing to receive new information and new people and, you know, treat people like, you know, you would want to be treated if you're new. And, I mean, you made it this far, so just continue walking in your confidence. Everything will work out the way it's supposed to.
Walking in your confidence.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good. Another episode on that.
Huh?
We're going to do an episode on that. Walking in your confidence. That was good. That was good. I'm sorry. Those are your final thoughts. That's what you were going to say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So thanks for checking us out. You can learn more at AntonioTSmithJr.com. That information will be in the notes below. And thanks for joining us. See you next time.
All right, guys. Appreciate you. Don't forget the book. Don't forget to drop a comment, subscribe, and review. I'd love to see your comments so we can continue to get better. I would love to see your reviews so we continue to rise to the top, although reviews and comments are better. Share this with your friends. We do this, and we do it all the time, and we do it for free, and we do it for you. So please, thank you guys very much. Whatever you do, however it works out in your life, no matter what it's going through, you plant better seeds, you get a better life.
Bye.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.